Listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen. Where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And finally, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and also through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And we just finished the first hour today with one of my favorite African bands right now. They are called Voodoo Game. They're based in Lyon, France, but what they're playing is most definitely African music. They're led by Peter Solo, who is a native of the country of Togo in West Africa, and a lot of the music in that last set is Togolese. From their most recent album called Nusin, for Hot Casa Records out of Paris, we heard the song Zoromi from Voodoo Game. And then before that, we heard some brand new music from Massama Dogo, who is a native of Togo who lived in Washington, D.C. for about two decades, where he led an excellent Afropop band called Elika. And now he's back in Togo. He's actually kind of splitting his time between Lomé, which is the capital of Togo, and D.C. And he has an excellent new band there in Lomé that's called the Alagba Beat Band. Their first album is going to be released in a couple of weeks, and from that album you heard the song Enowo Lagnon from Dogo du Togo and the Alagba Beat Band. That will be out on the We Are Busybodies record label in November. And then before that, we heard one of the very best bands from the independence era, Africa, Orchestra Polyrhythmo de Cotonou, Benin. Their catalog is just massive. I've got probably about a dozen of their records in my collection, and that's really just scratching the surface of all the polyrhythmo material. And there's hardly any duds in their catalog at all, too. You heard one from the 1970s they recorded for the Discs Tropique label in Benin called Kuruninda Wende from Orchestra Polyrhythmo. And then we started out with Togo's best-known musician, Bella Bello, the woman who is known as the Miriam Makeba of Togo. And you heard her very last single, Dasi Ko, the A-side of her very last single. That was recorded in 1973. She was 28 years old, and she died in an automobile accident later that year. So that was a real tragedy. Bella Bello from Togo and Dasi Ko. And so we're going to stay in Africa for one more set of music today to get our second hour started. And we'll start with a major event. It's the reunion album of one of Nigeria's all-time greatest highlife bands, the Oriental Brothers International Band. This was formed actually by three brothers, and I'll tell you more about them in the next break. But right now, let's listen to this really cool new record. This is a band that was formed in the 1970s, and well, one of the three brothers is still with us, and a couple of the other original members are in this band, and then some younger folks too. Oriental Brothers International Band from Nigeria. This song is called Munagiwunwane, and that translates to "I'm with you, brother," right here on Global Agogo.
Nah-uh. Yeah.
Sound of Modern High Life from Ghana and Nigeria in that last set here on Global Agogo. That was one of my all-time favorites there again. I've slipped in a few of my favorite songs into today's show. Wewe Munayiwo Mpeno, Look and Choose Your Woman, by Alhaji K. Frimpong and his Cubano Fiestas from Ghana from 1977. Alhaji K. Frimpong is one of my favorite African artist. He had a unique way of blending Afrobeat and Afro-funk, which was stuff that was really just starting to happen in the 1970s, into high life, which was a style that had existed for decades before he came on the scene. His music is both easygoing and urgent at the same time, as you could hear in that last song. It's another one of those songs that could go on for like 20 or 30 minutes, and I would never object. And then before that, we heard from the reunion of the Oriental Brothers International Band, which was formed originally in the early 1970s by three brothers from eastern Nigeria, Godwin and Ferdinand Opara and Christogonis Obina. Godwin, who is also known as Kabaka, was the band leader, and he played rhythm guitar. Ferdinand, who was called Dan Satch, I don't know why, it's a great name, he was the lead guitar player. And then Christo was the singer. He called himself Sir Warrior, and then he changed that to Dr. Sir Warrior, and then he changed that to the Ultimate Dr. Sir Warrior, and that is really one of my favorite musician names ever. They eventually, the three of them eventually broke up into their own bands, three different bands. Now, Sir Warrior passed away in 1999, but Kabaka and Dan Satch decided to reunite just a couple of years ago. And Lucas Silva of Palenque Records in Bogota, Colombia, convinced them to make their first album in 20 years. And it was just released on September 30th. It's really good. The album is called Onyeri Ibe Ya Iri, if I'm pronouncing that correct. And from that we heard Munagiwu Nwane, I'm With You, Brother. And unfortunately, the bad news is that Kabaka didn't last long enough to make the record. They played together for a couple of years, but Kabaka passed away on March 21st of this year. So Dan Satch is still going, and a couple of the other original members of the Oriental Brothers are in there, and then a whole younger generation, including a couple of people in the credits with those same surnames, Opara and Obina. So maybe they're sons or daughters or grandsons? I don't know. I need more information. But anyway, it's great to have the Oriental Brothers back again, one of the all-time great high-life bands. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. Our fund drive is right around the corner, and remember, it's always a good time to donate to your community radio station. And if the spirit moves you to do it right now, just go to WRIR, click on the donate button.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m., you are invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
And David will be back in the studio live here in 34 minutes with Ambiance Congo right here on Global WRIR. It's the only Congolese music program on broadcast radio in the United States. And so let's move on to our next set. The Oriental Brothers, I was just playing, their music remains popular today in Colombia with the Pico sound systems. And high life is a major ingredient in the Colombian style called champeta. But right now we're going to turn to an even older style of Colombian music called porro. This is the big band cumbia that got started in the 1940s. And if you can imagine like a swing band like Glenn Miller or Benny Goodman or something like that playing cumbia, that's kind of what it sounds like. Here's an example from Edmundo Arias from sometime in the 1950s. And this song is called Wehehepa, right here on Global Agogo.
metiendo la cabecita en el agua. El pato goza metiendo la cabecita en el agua.
La pata tira pa' acá. La pata tira pa' allá. La pata tira pa' acá. La pata tira pa' allá.
All right, there's the sound of Colombian big band cumbia called Porro, and that last song was Juan Piña y sus Muchachos from 1962, and that song was called La Nena, and it had a little unusual addition to the big band format there, electric organ with the big band. Before that was a song that was kind of a ringer. All the other ones in that set were from like the 50s and 60s, but the one before Juan Piña was... From 2012 by Roberto Lopez Afro-Colombian Jazz Orchestra, and which is, it was very much inspired by the big band recordings of the 40s and 50s. Roberto Lopez is a native of Bogota. He moved to Montreal about 30 years ago to study jazz at Concordia University, and then he stayed in Montreal. He's still living there. He put out just this one album of this big band, the Afro-Colombian Jazz Orchestra. It was in 2012, and it was called Azul, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful album. And he does some covers of the material from back in the day, but the one I played for you was an original song that he wrote in that style called En Mi Corazón from Roberto Lopez. Before that, back in the 1940s, Lucho Bermudez, he was the first person to adapt cumbia into this popular dance band format from the mid-20th century that really was imported from the U.S. And in doing so, what he ended up doing was he introduced many urban Colombians to their own country's musical traditions, because believe it or not, most people in Colombia had never heard cumbia music until the 1940s. Most people, not obviously not all, people from the region where that was from, they would know what it was, but the rest of the country, and it's a big country and a very diverse country, didn't know anything about cumbia music until this guy brought it to the big cities. Lucho Bermudez, Mi Pueblo, from 1959. Before that, we heard from Lucho Yepes, who is a singer and band leader from Medellin. I don't know anything else about him. And a song called La Gaita del Pato. But I can tell you that you can find that song on a great compilation called The Original Sound of Cumbia, The History of Colombian Cumbia and Porro as Told by the Phonograph, 1948 to 1979, which was compiled by Quantic. And is really, if you're into this kind of music, it is just a must-have for your collection. And we started off the set with Edmundo Arias, who is another of the top Porro band leaders from the middle of the 20th century. And he's the subject of an excellent new compilation on the Radio Martico label, which is called Guepa He. This just came out last month. And from that set, we heard We He He Pa from Edmundo Arias. And we've got time for one more set of music here on Global Agogo, but before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Formed in 2009, Culture Works is an independent nonprofit organization dedicated to creating an environment in which the arts and culture of the Richmond region can flourish and prosper. Receiving funds from a diverse mix of corporate, foundation, municipal, and individual donors, CultureWorks is a steward of public and private investments in the arts, providing grants to arts and cultural organizations and to individual artists. To learn more about CultureWorks programs, area arts happenings, and how you can get involved, you can visit richmondcultureworks.org. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. And we're going to finish up today with some new music from two excellent and hard to categorize and extremely underrated Latin bands. We're going to hear from Superfónicos from Austin, Texas, and from La Mamba Negra from Cali, Colombia. Most of the members of Superfónicos are of Colombian descent, or at least one or two of them are Colombian immigrants. They've got a new album that was released in July. It's called Renaceré, and it's definitely going to be on my favorite albums of the year list. I'm going to play you two songs from that album today, Primera Luz and El Adiós, and then we're going to hear the new single from Jacobo Vélez y La Mamba Negra. This was just released a week ago Friday, called Ya dejó de llover, it stopped raining now. And thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR, Richmond, your community radio station. 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I will be back next week at the same time for my Fun Drive show. And don't forget, I'm going to be here on Saturday between 1 and 3 p.m. on Cause and Effect doing another show for the Fun Drive. And I'll have the Congolese band Loboco here in the studio with me. They're not going to perform in the studio. We're just going to have a conversation, and they're going to play some of their music on that show. Up next, David Noyes with Ambiance Congo. And remember, the future is unwritten.
Para brillar y darle vida al amor. Pa' Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in